Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And then a double play ball. The 0-2. Swing and a miss! He got him! The Red Sox sweep the Yankees! 2-0 the final today. And the Red Sox have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees. They're within 6.5 in the American League East. They're back above 500. And what a masterful weekend here at Fenway Park.
You sure about that?
Well, it was a good weekend. I agree with Will on that.
It's a great weekend.
They got the sweep. Kind of ended with a stunner. I'm not all that upset Devers is gone. I'm still where we started the show. I'm happy he's gone.
I wanted more in return.
But yeah, I was pretty shocked when I saw that. Right up there with the Luka. It was like the Luka trade in that regard, mm-hmm. where I didn't expect that to happen right then and there. I didn't expect that. After all,
kicked
it around. The Yankees.
We even talked about
the Mavs were going to be better off.
I did think that. That's true.
Well,
not a good look.
No.
Not a good omen.
No, they weren't.
Well, yeah, the Lakers weren't all that great.
No, but they at least were in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. They were bounced real quick, though.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, their head would spin. But yeah, this is one where it was definitely surprising. But we had also talked about with all the turmoil with the team and with Devers specifically, I was like, just trade him. Now, I thought the return would be better.
Yeah, you didn't think they'd do it after a sweep either.
The timing is just wild.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not shocked they traded him in a vacuum. I'm shocked they did it in the midst of a 5-game winning streak and sweeping your rival. That surprises me.
Yeah, 5-game losing streak.
That would make more sense.
Swept by your rival.
Right.
Maybe that's when you trade your guy. But no, that was not the case.
So you were just reading something interesting.
Yeah, this is a Chris Cotillo had a tweet earlier today. He said, I was going to find a way to write about this over the week, but before the craziness, a striking scene in the clubhouse yesterday. All right, so he's setting the scene in the clubhouse after the game.
All right, picture yourself in there. Yep.
I'm in there.
Okay.
Entire club celebrating a win with music blaring.
Okay.
But Alex Bregman was holding court with an iPad in the corner showing Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer their at-bats from the game and giving detailed thoughts on them. Meyer was taking fake swings as Bregman walked him through mechanics for 10 minutes.
Do you like this?
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that. Now, I'm not saying every player has to be like that. I'm not saying that's why you trade Devers by any means. I just think it also goes to show you what kind of extra Alex Bregman brings to the table. We were asking, you know, if they never sign Bregman, Devers is the third baseman. They never ask him to move. He never has those weird press conferences. John Henry never flies to Kansas City. He's just your third baseman. Booting balls and knocking runs in, right?
Right.
Hitting and fielding poorly. But he's your guy, and nobody even thinks twice about it. This sort of started that whole process of him being pissed at the team, then them being like, hey, can you actually play first? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. So would you rather have Bregman or Devers? I'd much rather have Bregman, and this is just another little added thing that he does.
Yeah, and I think getting Devers out of there really frees up Bregman to be the leader. Like, I think a lot of us look at him from the outside as the leader already, but Devers has been there for a while. He's the only guy that was on the 2018 team that won, aside from Cora. And so I do think people are going to look to him as a leader on this team. And getting him out of there with his poor leadership, I think, is a step in the right direction. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I would rather, out of those two, I would rather have Bregman on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's now empowered as the leader and you get more out of these young guys on top of it. It would be way down my list, as it would be yours, Keith, for reasons to trade Rafael Devers, but it's somewhere on the list. I think it's a good byproduct of the move. Meanwhile, we talked a lot about the Julian McWilliams report at CBS Sports. He's formerly of the Boston Globe. He had some intel. He was on Nesson earlier today. Here's what he had to say.
And I got a little bit more information on this last night. They actually asked him during spring training to take ground balls at both third base and first base. He told them no, and he asked them to trade him. So the trade part happened a bit earlier than we thought it would happen, but Devers had thrown it out there before even in spring training, he had thrown it out there.
So that's big. I mean, if he's going back, they're saying, hey, change your position.
Right.
And for him to not just say no, but trade me then if you want me to change. Do you feel like that was the first fracture? And, you know, we've seen the reports that it seemed like it was unrecoverable, the relationship between Devers and the Red Sox. Do you think that really set in motion all of this? And there was got to a point, I guess you'd say, of no return?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So 100% that was the point of no return. They should have traded him then, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have a taker. It doesn't sound like Breslow did his job and canvassed the league. So I'll knock the Red Sox on that. I admittedly don't love the return. But they should have done it there. I think the point of no return was that meeting in Kansas City, as we've talked about
a lot
today.
I feel like
I think when
your
John
boss's
Henry,
boss's boss talks to you and then you're like, no.
To Kansas City, of all places.
Yeah.
He gets on a flight and asks you personally to do it. He's paying you $300 million, and you tell him no? That to me was probably the final straw.
And I could be wrong, but they have 26 guys in the clubhouse. How many of them do you think would change positions if asked?
Oh,
25 of them?
25 of them, yeah.
So that's bad. So even if some of those guys may...
I think almost all of them have.
I was going to say, and how do we know this? Because they all have. Like, every guy out there pretty much has played other spots. It's unlike... Like, years and years ago, I feel like it didn't really happen that often. Now it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody is bouncing around spots. I mean, Mookie Betts, who we've talked about because of the trade, maybe the most glaring. Gold Glove right fielder playing second base and shortstop when needed with the Dodgers. So he's doing it. Devers wouldn't and was just kind of, you know, pouting about it. However, he was the DH this year. He kicked and screamed about that, but he has been, and is having a pretty good year.
He is.
So as much as it felt like, hey, maybe that was the beginning of the end, could they have ridden it out the rest of this season and try to trade him in the offseason? Let's say he does hit 30 home runs or 40 home runs for the first time in his career, drives in $130.
Well,
could you have gotten more for him in the offseason and then let the whole league know he's available?
Maybe. I mean, they definitely did not turn over every rock trying to get a good deal.
Which makes me feel like this is even worse than we let on.
Well, so this is where I wanted to go with this. Number one, do we know when Devers is getting introduced with the Giants? Do we have that info yet? We know there's a Zoom call with the Red Sox tonight. Like, he might make it ugly. Like, he already was pretty outspoken about Breslow.
Yes.
And he no longer is going to have the Red Sox translator toning down everything he had to say.
Good point.
Softening the blow anymore.
Giants translator will just, like, let it rip.
I mean, I would hope.
So they don't play today, the Giants.
So when is he getting introduced? Like, he might let it fly. I think they're going to let you know that he wanted out, meaning Breslow and Kennedy, when they talk tonight on the
Probably.
Zoom. I don't think they're just going to take the high road. I think they're going to shovel a little dirt on him. And most of the time, I think that's probably unfair to stab a guy in the back on the way out the door. I think we've kind of known about this all along, and in this case, I'm on their side. The guy's been a bad teammate, so I think he deserves to have some dirt shoveled on him.
Giants play tomorrow at home against the Guardians, so I would assume that would be Devers' Giants debut tomorrow night.
Nice. Yep. So I'm curious what he says.
Really, same time as the Sox. The Sox play at 9:40 tomorrow night against the Mariners and 9:45 for Giants.
And again, the crazy thing is they're playing them on Friday.
That is bizarre.
They have Devers this week. Like that, speaking of the timing again, it's like, wow, you did it on a 5-game win streak, sweeping your right. What happens?
They might be on an 8-game heater and then play Devers.
Or they go, I can see this too. They go to Seattle, they lose all three. Devers crushes a couple of home runs in his first games, and you look like morons. So, like, the whole timing is very suspect. That's not a reason to not trade somebody because of bad PR, having to face them a week later, or doing it in the midst of a win streak. If you get what you want in the trade, you pull the trigger. You don't have to thread the needle perfectly, but the timing is odd, to say the least.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Ron is in Medford. Hello, Ron.
You know, I got to tell you, people just don't understand what it's like to have a cancer in the locker room like that, especially with all these young kids. And, you know, this all started from spring training. He comes in horrendous shape. They pay him all that money. What respect did he show the franchise? They handed him $300 million and the fans to come in horrible shape. And he's still fat. You know, I mean, getting rid of him is addition by subtraction, getting rid of him. And you know what else? You talk about a salary dump. Think of the money they're going to save on that buffet after the games every day.
Small fortune.
Okay.
That's
hidden savings.
I know the team is playing well right now, and I'm embracing that too. They just swept the Yankees. They're 8-2 since I got the City Connect jersey, all that. It's very exciting. But people also are acting like, oh, like the season's up in smoke, like they were a first-place team and did this. they currently aren't in the playoffs.
No, correct.
So it's like they were doing so great, and Devers was ripping the cover off the ball so much that they were in the playoffs. Oh, no, they're not in the playoffs. No, no, no. They're still in fourth place in the division. So it's like, all right, couldn't this team use a shakeup?
Well, this is what I don't get. It's they've been terrible now for 3 years. He's been on the team.
Oh, yeah. He's been the guy for the last 3 years.
Has he maybe been a part? I'm not saying the biggest part, but a part of their problems the last few years?
A part. Yeah, I would.
And I think he is their biggest problem, him or the manager. Yeah. And those are intertwined, by the way, because Cora did a lot of covering for
him. A lot of overlap.
But I think those are their biggest problems. I think Cora, by the way, had a good weekend. 617-779-7937. He says when they lied to Devers, or the text line rather says, when they lied to Devers about the Bregman trade, they lost him. Why is this on Devers? It just shows that most of EEI is on the Red Sox payroll.
Yep, for sure.
And they don't want
to upset
them.
I had to beg and plead to get a City Connect. I'm not on the payroll. I mean,
we're firing the manager, for God's sake.
We would fire the manager. I would have traded Devers prior to this, so this isn't revisionist history.
Yeah, bingo.
I just thought there would be more of a return. I'm disappointed about the return, and I don't want them to cheap out. I'll be front and center if they don't get Kyle Tucker or Pete Alonso or some big free agent next year. I'll be pissed. But right now, I'm not like going to go crazy because Devers isn't on the team anymore.
I also would ask people who reference the poor communication, like, oh, that was such an unforgivable sin that they didn't communicate to him. Why do you think they didn't communicate it to him?
They knew how it was going to go.
So that, like,
I feel like Cora knows the guy pretty well.
They knew. They're like, look, there's a 50-50 shot we even get the guy in the first place. Let's not piss off Devers. In the meantime,
yeah.
Because if he goes to the Tigers, then we upset him for no reason. And so I think there's a reason they didn't communicate it to him. Now, you can just say the Red Sox are inept and they're poor communicators and there's a long pattern of this, and you're not wrong to suggest any of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they don't have a great track record.
But the way that Devers has flown off the handle, I bet they knew he was going to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's why they didn't talk. They didn't tell him about it.
I think if you're really, really pissed about the Devers thing and you wish he was here for his whole contract, then you never should have wanted Bregman. And that's fine. Like, maybe that's how you feel. Maybe you're like, you like Devers more so than Bregman, and you didn't want to bring him in to change things all around.
You know, Bregman's the guy I wanted all along this offseason.
Yeah, you were right. You were on that.
I very much wanted Bregman. Now, I didn't realize Devers was going to fly off the handle like this.
Yeah.
But I very much wanted Bregman this offseason, and I'd prefer him out of the two. Our buddy Coach is up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know, Adam, if it was you or Rich, but one of you just said, who would I rather have, Bregman or Devers? Think of it this way. Offense, defense, leadership. Okay, Devers is 1-for-3 in that, and Bregman, I believe, is 3-for-3. And I think Garrett Crochet is to a degree as well. I don't care how long they've been on the Red Sox. Moving forward and getting over the shock, I name those two cats captain tomorrow because these young kids need to learn from professionals and not what Devers pulled from spring training on. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so right. you seem more in that camp, maybe not with the nickname so much,
but in
the camp of Bregman coaching those young guys up. You think that's...
Yeah, I like that. And I'm not saying every guy needs to be that way, right? I think that's fairly unique. You know, maybe every clubhouse maybe has a guy like that. But Bregman is one. Like, and that's why... And we kind of made fun of him a little bit because he so went overboard. But when Alex Cora was first asked about Bregman when they signed him, he referred to him as the perfect player, like the perfect person.
Yeah.
But this is what he means. Like, it's stuff like this. Like, early on when there was all that stuff going on about, you know.
Yeah, maybe all that was a shot at Devers in real time, actually.
It kind of was because, remember, I think Bregman bought all the young guys, like, suits, and it was this whole thing where.
He went on a road trip with them.
Went on a road trip, like, specifically
that
for them.
He wasn't playing in, yeah.
And he talks those guys up. Meanwhile, I don't think Devers even knows their names. And Tristan Casas, remember, was like, this is like Ben playing the majors, like those kids should play in the minors.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, that's great.
Right.
He'll be the next one gone, by the way. That's a side story.
Yeah, I mean,
but
him,
Casas is not long
him
for this.
Getting hurt complicates that. But yeah, if he
because they're
going to
need a righty stick.
Yeah,
they need a righty stick at first base. So Casas is probably as good as gone.
So you've talked up Kyle Tucker a lot. You think?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Pete Alonso's a free agent this year.
I'd
that
take
would make,
him too.
That would make a lot of sense.
Righty bat. Yeah, it's probably more of an ideal fit. I just think Kyle Tucker will be better. Longer, but either one of those guys, and you have the money to do it. You absolutely have. There's no excuses to be aggressive for those guys.
We've gotten a few of these today.
What's the matter?
First pitch to Devers on Friday should be at his ear hole.
I don't know if you need to do that.
I don't know that. I mean, look, I think some players are happy he's off the team. I don't think they're ready to fight him. I don't think. I didn't get that sense watching it.
Dobbins should ask his dad what he should do. He's like, Dad, when you faced a former teammate, what did you do? He's like, Well, son. Struck him out on 3 pitches. Like, no, you didn't. I'm not even sure you were a pitcher.
I drill him right in the backside is what I do. 617-779-7937. How about Mark in New Hampshire? Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. Listen, I didn't call to carry any water for Rafael Devers, but
I think he's a soda guy anyway.
All right, but anyway, so I don't know whose brilliant idea it was to give this guy a first baseman's mitt, because last year he played some of the worst defensive third base I've seen in all my years of being a Sox fan. Now, I go back a lot of years. I'm probably one of your older callers.
No. Come on.
I could envision, with Rafael Devers playing first base at Fenway Park for the Red Sox, it would have brought back memories of Dick Dr. Strangeglove Stewart playing
Stone
first
Fingers.
Base for the Boston Red
Sox. Hell yeah. We're talking about this guy.
So, I mean, it was a horrible concept to begin with. And look, Devers is in...
Okay, but hang on. The idea that he wouldn't have been good at first, probably.
You're probably right,
He's
sir.
Not a good defensive player, but the team asked
him
to do it because they had injuries.
Right.
And he said no. And then the owner flew to Kansas City to meet with him, and he told John Henry no. So, like, that's what we're talking about. He probably would suck at first base. I acknowledge that. But it would have given the team more flexibility and more ways to get different guys into the lineup. And he clogged the whole thing up by refusing to move off at DH.
Good response on the Twitch chat from the last caller. And I'm not going to read these, but this one says, this guy sounds like he's calling from a coffin. That's not fair. These guys called.
Why? Because he's really echoey? Is that why?
Maybe it was. Maybe it was the sound. The acoustics of it.
All right.
But yeah, Dr. Strangeglove. I never thought, I mean, that's two references in a couple of weeks.
Random ball player? I don't want to spoil it.
He has been.
I don't want to spoil it.
People guess that every day. The old Stone Thumbs? No, Stone Fingers.
People do guess that one. They guess Shoeless Joe quite a bit.
I think it was Hank Aaron gave him that name, right?
Oh, is that what that was?
I think it was.
I do forget the exact details on that, but we've read it before. Let's go, while you're looking that up, Keith, let's go to Robert in Springfield. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
The only problem I have with this trade, mainly, it's not about trading Devers, because he was on the way out. We all know that. Let's deep down, he was on the way out. My problem is this. The guy was leading in home runs, leading in walks, leading in doubles. And I understand he's probably leading in body BMI as well. But you cannot trade Devers and not give me a great starting pitcher or everyday first baseman. Unless one of those kids they got becomes like a, you know, like a everyday starter, a good solid starter for the foreseeable future, it's just a terrible trade. I'm thinking that they did it just because the Giants are the only team that are actually willing to do it.
I think that's probably the case. Yeah,
probably.
They had an asking price. I think Andrew Bailey has connections to the Giants, and maybe these are arms that he actually liked. And
Harrison Hicks. They both suck.
I'm not saying that's the right, leave it all up to Andrew Bailey.
No, you needed at least like the Orlando Cabrera, Doug Mikhaevich equivalent, where you're like, all right, those guys aren't all-stars, but they're real players that are going to help your team now. Like, you didn't get that.
Do you, like, and I get both sides of this coin, Breslow's trade deadline last year, the sale trade, like Breslow had some stink bombs a year ago. He's had a pretty good year this year.
I thought his offseason was great.
Bregman,
I'm not even
Crochet,
a fan of his. I'm just saying,
Chapman, Narvaez, even Wilson, the reliever, who Nick brought up. Like, those guys have all been good. Now, it's not all good. Walker Buehler's been bad.
Right.
But I think Breslow's had a pretty good offseason. Maybe. He kind of knows what he's doing. Like, Kyle Harrison was a mega prospect. And so he's got to be a top, a two or a three to Crochet to really pay this deal off, not just in addition by subtraction, but on the actual return. I think that's what Harrison's got to be. And if he is, score one for Breslow. If he's not, then this is another Chris Sale, Mookie Betts type of trade, if that's the return.
Yeah, because there was really nothing for, like, Chaim Bloom, for example, right? He was also there to kind of slash salary but try to find some gems. And, like, you know, he would find the like the Adam Duvall, and like the Hunter Renfro. Yeah. Like, yeah, like it wasn't like all disasters, but like when you really needed him to, there's no high price guy. He never traded a top prospect like Kyle Teal and like tried to get a big return, right? It was none of that. So yeah, Breslow hasn't been perfect, but this offseason, most of your best players currently he brought in via trade or signing.
A lot of people, and I see more of the text line here, the Giants' top prospect is a first baseman, which would have been kind of a nice fit.
That would have been better.
That would have been Hoss of the Week.
And he's a big dude.
Six seven.
Oh, yeah, that's
nice
Hoss material.
Lefty stick? Righty stick? What is he?
Lefty, I think.
Probably okay,
well, that's all lefties. Well, and that doesn't good fit Lord. As well. But yeah, righty stick would be nice there.
And 6'7", good target.
But no, I don't like the big target over there. I don't like the return.
6'7", 240, lefty stick.
Come
nice.
On.
Nice.
Aw, city.
I'm more open to the idea of Harrison hitting, but overall, I don't like the return. And I would blame ownership for that. I mean, ownership went to Breslow and said, get what you can, but make sure you ditch the whole salary. And when you're ditching the whole salary and not eating any of the salary, you're not going to get a great return. I think that's why the return leaves something to be desired. I don't miss Rafael Devers. I'm happy he's off the team. I think it's the right move to get him off the team. I think he's been a big problem. But the return, not great. Especially when one guy's in Worcester, the other guy's on the IL, and the other two are in high A lottery tickets. That's not great.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there. You can line up for WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Ted, I think, right? That's right. Fitzy and Ted?
Fitzy, Mego, Ball.
You got Fitzy.
You got Mego.
You got Ball. Comes your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long
Grab Bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We've been 3.5 hours on Rafael Devers, so let's break it up a little bit with some Grab Bag items, including Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Thunder Pacers. Series tied 2-2. This game back in OKC. 8:30 tip-off. Thunder? You want to guess the spread? Play a little game called Guess the Spread?
Guess the Spread. Thunder by 8.5.
9.5. Good guess. 9.5 point spread. I feel like the Pacers have been an incredible story. I do think Thunder win 2 of these next 3 games.
Yeah.
They're going to win this thing.
I think we both agreed. Winner of game 4 wins the series.
Kind of on that.
Yeah. What do you think? Winner of game 5 wins it? I think Thunder wins.
Yeah.
Winner of game 5 wins the series. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Warning. The stunts in this movie were performed by professionals, so for your safety and the protection of those around you, do not attempt any of the stunts you're about to see.
Hi, I'm Rich Keefe. Welcome to Grab Bag.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
I don't sound like that. Anything?
A longer tail on that. I haven't heard that one yet.
I didn't know if anything else was. We're going to hear Rich again.
Sounds like Jones's impression of me.
Rich, you sent in your own grab bag. That's nice.
I have a few of these.
Yeah, you do.
Stanley Cup final could be over tomorrow, Jones. The Florida Panthers and my guy Brad Marchand lead the Oilers 3-2. Marchand is just lighting the lamp everywhere he goes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
2 more goals. I thought I saw... he is the second player in the last 59 years, him and Mario Lemieux, to have 5 goals in multiple Stanley Cup finals.
Pretty good company.
That's it. Just those two.
Pretty good company.
It's the whole list.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Florida is going to close that out, I think.
I would think so as well.
Do you think Marchand, Sam Bennett is a heavy, heavy Conn Smythe favorite. I think he's minus money for the Conn Smythe, but Marchand's right
minus
on his
220.
Minus 220.
Oh,
wow.
Jeez.
So Marchand's like plus 400, plus 450, something like that. He's now second.
I mean, if
in
he
the
scores
odds.
Like a game winner tomorrow night, don't you think they could sway the vote and go to Marchand?
Yeah.
Now, the time to get in on Marchand was plus 2100 a few days ago when we're talking
you
about that.
You told the
that
people to go get in there. That was a real buying opportunity. See if it cashes.
Actually moved. Marchand plus 400 now. Sam Bennett minus 175. So it's a 50-point swing on the system this morning.
How about that?
Dude, if Marchand has a big game and Bennett, you know, is held scoreless... Or just, you know, whatever. I think Marchand still has a chance at this.
Grab bag.
All right, Sox, of course, riding a 5-game winning streak. They've won 8 of 10 tonight. Open up a series with the Seattle Mariners, who are two games over 500. Sox are now one game over 500. 940 first pitch, 840 pregame here on WEEI. Lucas Giolito versus Logan Gilbert. Yeah, Logan Gilbert.
I don't like that one on paper.
Advantage
you guys,
advantage Seattle.
Nick, did you already plunk down on the big dumper? You already made the
Not
bet
yet.
For the home
don't
run? Okay, you're good. Okay.
Dumper dong?
Feels like a lock for a dumper dong tonight. Yeah.
I think dumper dong's happening. The guy's going to be like the MVP of the league, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But like, what version of Giolito do we get?
Giolito? Oh, the bad one.
Yeah, probably the bad one.
The bad one, I would think, yeah.
If you think the Sox are going to continue their winning streak, plus 150 on the money line.
Ooh.
Buying opportunity?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Perhaps,
or
yeah.
Or sucker's bet.
No, I think it's buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity. Yeah. Ride the wave.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag
to yourself.
U.S. Open, Jones. You're a golf lover, and the U.S. Open came to a close yesterday, and it was J.J. Spahn.
Yeah.
The only golfer under par for the tournament.
Woof.
Minus one, wins the whole thing. Robert McIntyre finished alone in second place at one over par.
You see the putt that he drained? Spahn?
No.
65-footer? I mean, the thing was legit.
65-foot?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
It was an awesome putt.
I was busy.
That was a tough tournament. I watched actually quite a bit on Saturday, Bragg.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch as much yesterday as I was hoping, but I watched a lot on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole field was over par on Saturday.
Yeah.
Spahn was the only guy to bogey the first hole in the whole round. No one, birdie rather, the whole time.
Yeah.
So it was a rough watch. It wasn't a great leaderboard, but that was a great putt.
Grab bag.
You're never going to believe what I was doing yesterday.
Oh, I don't think I will.
So my buddy was throwing the second annual Father's Day 3-on-3 tournament.
Oh, I forgot you texted you were in a 3-on-3 tournament. I
also
forgot about that.
A charity affair. So all the money was donated to the Medway food pantry. So
nice.
Yeah, raising a lot of money. He held it last year. It was a lot of fun. Haven't played basketball since last Father's Day. So played yesterday. And I am.
Sick brag, bro.
Well, wait, the brag is we won the tournament.
Wow.
Won the tournament.
Wow.
We even got rings. I should have brought it in. We got championship rings.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty sick.
How many teams did you beat?
So there were 8 teams in the tournament.
Wow.
And it was.
Beat 7.
There was close.
That's right.
So we pretty much did. So there's 8 teams in the tournament, and it was double elimination. So we won our first game, lost our second game, and then had to win out of the loser's bracket, played the team in the title game, had to beat them twice.
Wow.
I'm exhausted. Everything in my body hurts right now.
Yeah.
It's a mess, but now I can go back on the shelf, rest for a year, come back next year, try to win.
So every Father's Day you do this?
Every Father's Day I play 3-on-3 hoops.
Nice.
Sick brag, bro.
I got destroyed. Some guy, some monster that we're going up against. He must have been like 6'7". I was like trying to like go to like the hoop. Comes down, forearm right across the beak.
Oy.
Smashed my nose.
No.
And he's like,
Gonzalez, Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
The guy goes, my forearm. I'm like, your forearm? Like, my nose. I'm like, my eyes are all watery. But anyway.
You do have a big dome.
I'm not saying
no, I have a big target there. The nose and the head.
I haven't noticed him like hobbling around though or anything. You're actually moving around pretty good.
I'm trying.
You think tomorrow's going to be?
Yeah, probably.
Everything really tightens up tomorrow. You'll be tough. In trouble.
Like,
yeah.
My feet hurt. I feel like Bill Walton, like the whole thing. But it was fun. And so good job by my buddy.
Excellent.
Grab bag.
The Winter Olympics are coming up in 2026, and all of the hockey teams have announced their first 6 players. I don't know why they do it this way.
Well, 3 forwards, 2 defensemen, and a goalie? Is that
no,
why
no,
do
no,
it?
Not like a lineup. Just like, here are 6 guys. They call it the prelim roster, just to give everybody a little taste.
It's like the Dork Podcast.
It is. Like, here's some of it.
Yeah, here's 6.
So here's 6 players on Team USA.
Okay.
Both of the Tkachuk brothers.
Good.
So
Matthews got
Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
Jack Eichel. Quinn Hughes.
Okay. Good player.
Charlie McAvoy.
He's one of the first 6 they announced?
That's right.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I
You're not loving that?
I would say the team drops off a little bit after the Tkachuks and Matthews.
You want to try to guess the first six Canadians?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon.
Okay.
Cal Makar, Sam Reinhart, and Braden Point.
Okay. Wait. Why are you reading that sideways?
Their graphic is insane.
You're like,
did you see the graphic
you're
like I'm talking
tilting
about,
your head like no. a chicken over
they
there.
They do like these posters. They do these posters, and then they have the player, like a face of the player, and then they have the name going up.
Oh, okay.
But then
it.
They
so that's
flip
why you're looking
the
at it
first
sideways.
Name. But like I could kind of you can't even read the first name. You want the first six guys for Team France?
No.
No, okay. But there's like a...
What about Germany? They don't have Sturm anymore.
I think there's like 16 teams in the tournament.
Wow. Where is this Winter Olympics? I should know this. Where is it?
Is it Italy maybe? 2020?
I believe it is.
Italy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's call it Italy. Right. Let's say it's,
right.
Say
it's right around there.
Yeah, it's right around there. Should be fine.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the box office. No, Terps putting up this graphic. That's
say,
not the graphic I was
that
reading.
That looks like it's very easy
say,
to read.
NHL, yeah. The ones the NHL put out are very straightforward.
Okay.
The one I was from IIHF, which is the International Ice Hockey Federation, Terp. Go okay. Look at those bad boys and tell me you don't get a headache.
Terp, pull that up, because the one that Terp put up was actually quite easy to read.
I wish I saw
exceptionally
those.
Easy to read.
I wish
yeah.
I saw those. Okay. I think my eyes are going on me, too.
Yeah.
My eyes are getting a little bit worse.
You think?
Those.
Yeah, no, that's hard to read.
That's a pain in the
ass.
I mean,
I can definitely read the last name, though. That's pretty easy.
The first name, though, is then the other way, so it just makes it look like one of those like hidden eye
it
tricks.
It actually is. That's kind of weird.
What do you need the first name for? Eichel. I got it.
I just want to double check what it's saying, but it throws me off. Throws off the eyesight.
All right.
Great news for competitive eating fans. Joey Chestnut is going to be back for the 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Wow.
Yeah, he wasn't in it last year.
Is he eating real dogs?
I think he's eating real dogs.
Okay,
yeah.
wasn't that the whole discussion last year? He wanted to eat like fake vegan dogs or something like that. Wasn't that the issue?
Yeah, I
people
think
were like,
paid
"Oh, they're
by
not,
them."
Yeah, they're not letting him in. Eat real hot dogs, then you can be in the hot dog eating. It's a hot dog eating contest.
He is. He's eating them.
No, but I'm saying so. He's back to
I
doing.
Think
that.
He is. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got
a grab bag over here.
Take a look at this.
That's a wild one.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going.
That's a wild one.
Yeah, keep you guessing a little bit. Yeah. Top five at the box office this weekend, Jones. Number five,
ooh.
Ballerina.
Oh, you saw this, right?
Yeah, I did see this. Davey and I are going to do a podcast on it tonight. It's from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, starring Ana de Armas.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not bad. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning was fourth. Materialists in its first week out. Was third. That's the one with Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal, and Chris Evans.
Oh, you were talking about this last week.
Lilo and Stitch, still making a lot of money, was second. And
number one's got to be
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
$84 million domestic.
A lot of parent buzz about going to this.
People liking it?
Yeah, well, I just a lot of people were taking their kids. I don't know that I've followed up and asked about the actual film, but I know a lot of people went this weekend. Yeah. Right.
I'm a genie in a grab bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
Do we have a new daily question yet?
I don't
know.
Think so.
But one of the
Devers related one gone.
Yeah, is Ooh, Devers going to use his glove? Scratch
that's
that
out.
One.
How about,
good thing we didn't do that.
Does Devers have a home run with the Giants? You don't like it?
No.
Too wordy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty wordy.
All right, well, then the answer is no.
And soon I gave them all names. Leonardo. Michelangelo.
It's me.
Donatello. And
grab bag.
Good text,
right,
by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Olympics are in Seattle, Keith. That's why they built the space.
Listen, World's Fair, not that far off.
Good text,
you
by Dice.
Yeah. Partial credit for that. Uh-huh. All right, who was the best baseball performer from yesterday? Jones, was it?
Oh.
Ellie De La Cruz, 3-for-5, dong, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored.
Nice.
Was it my guy, Fernando Tatis Jr., 4-for-5, 1 RBI, 3 runs scored, and a steal?
No homer.
Was it Alec Baum? Baum?
Baum.
Baum. 2-for-3, dong, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Brian Bayo, 7 scoreless, 8 Ks, or was it Emerson Hancock, 7 scoreless, 4 Ks?
I'm not going with him.
Was it
yeah.
Grant Holmes, 6 1/3, 2 earned runs, 15 Ks.
Oh, wow, maybe. Who does he pitch for?
Atlanta.
Wow.
The guy with the handlebar mustache.
They got smoked.
Oh, that's that guy?
He got the long hair and the handlebar.
Did they get killed? They lost 10-1.
He was punching guys out left and right. I'll tell you that much about it.
15 Ks. Don't get me wrong.
They did. They lost 10-1. Only 2 earned, though, for him.
How'd that happen?
The wheels fell off, I guess, when they took him out.
All right, I'll go with Ellie De La Cruz. But I'm going to tell you, for watching the performer of the night, baseball performer of the night, it's worth logging into twitch.tv/BostonWEEI every day just to see how close Keith has to get to the monitor to read.
My eyes are getting worse.
To read these boxes. I would say get logged in every day. Right about 140, 142, just to see how close he gets to the monitor.
It's
a good watch.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Sox are playing Seattle, so we have a former Seattle Mariner. However, also spent time with many other clubs. The Chicago White Sox, where he played most of his days. Also, Baltimore, the Dodgers, Twins, Rangers, Mets.
Boy, that's a lot of teams.
It's a lot of teams.
Okay.
Right-handed starting pitcher.
Most of his days with the White Sox.
Yeah, most of his days with the White Sox, played with everybody else, including Seattle, who the Sox play tonight. This man is a one-time All-Star. And also finished runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting.
So, have we had this guy before? I think I know who this
probably is.
Freddy Garcia?
No.
Oh, no.
That's literally what I just asked.
Yeah.
Nope.
Did we have Freddy Garcia or did we guess Freddy Garcia?
No, I think both. I think we had guessed him.
See,
and
that's
also had
where
him.
I also should get a break because you guys throw out a lot of guesses. So, how do I distinguish the guesses and the right answer?
You just write down the name every day.
A lot of
day,
work.
And then
a lot
you
of
just track it and then you search that.
This guy, I don't believe we have had, although don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But he was his rookie. Well, he broke in 95. His full rookie season was 96.
Oh,
was done after the 2005 season, and was an All Star in 2000 with the White Sox.
Yeah. Okay.
What do we got?
Esteban Loaiza.
No.
Good one.
I think I'm out.
No guesses, huh?
Not really.
Wow. We have a real stump.
I thought about Jimmy Moyer. No way it's Jimmy Moyer.
No way. Guy made $13 American dollars when he played.
Is it James Baldwin?
He got it.
Oh, wow. I was never getting that.
Never
wow.
Getting that
dude, okay. One-time All-Star, though.
I don't even know if I can picture James Baldwin.
Yeah, he was
a meme.
Yeah. A righty. He led the league in losses one year.
Did he pile up 15 Ks and a 10-1 loss?
Yeah, 97, 12-15 with a 5.27 ERA through 200 innings.
He's just out there.
Guy was just out there.
Just out there.
Serving up taters. He gave up 34 bombs in 99 and 34 bombs in 2000. He was an All-Star.
Well, you got
he had a 4.65 ERA. Was
somebody's
an All-Star.
Somebody's got to be on the team.
He fell apart in the last half of the season.
Maybe he had a good first half.
Good first half.
Yeah.
Good first half.
All those taters came in the second
half.
Also,
in 2000, a 4.5 ERA or whatever, probably not that bad.
Nah, it's probably above average.
Yeah.
Seriously. Is what it is. I'll tell you. Talking about
reality, in 2000, Pedro's ERA was probably below 2.
Pedro's ERA would have been 0.02 at like right now.
That's true. So there you go, random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We got the clip du jour for you coming up, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Mego. Ya got Ball. It comes your way next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, well, usually on Friday, I should say, we do our brag of the week.
Yeah.
Could be from you, could be from me, could be from a caller. Well, today, for some reason, I don't know if it was the Devers trade or what it was, but a lot of people had a lot of things to say about themselves.
Oh, they
so
did?
We have a little bit of a caller brag medley.
Nice.
I pulled an all-nighter, guys.
Sick brag, bro.
Comes from someone who coaches and has been around baseball a while.
Sick brag, bro.
I watch the Red Sox every night. I listen every night.
Sick brag, bro.
Talked about this with Bradford last night.
Sick brag, bro.
This is actually Brennan, but you're all good.
Sick brag, bro.
So, yeah, I don't have, like, a source or anything.
Sick brag, bro.
Now, I go back a lot of years. I'm probably one of your older callers.
No.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm watching them last night.
Sick brag, bro.
That's a lot of brags.
There's a few.
Man. I think my favorite is, well, what's your favorite?
My favorite is...
Favorite brag.
I watch and listen every day. I watch the games, guys. I listen to the games.
I talked to Bradfo last night.
I talked to Bradfo
like, guys, I already gave Bradfo this take.
Like,
he
oh,
liked
snap.
It. Oh, man, you got us there.
I was workshopping it last night with Bradford. I fine-tuned my point for today. No, that was nice. Good.
Wonderful work.
That was good.
A very braggadocious day out there. On a day to remember in Boston sports, you and I think are more more on board with the trade than I think most people are.
Yeah.
We don't love the return. I would have hoped for more in return for Rafi Devers, but I
was shocked by the timing. I was shocked by the timing. I was disappointed in the return.
Anderson, Hicks, they both suck.
Yeah, but like not sad to see Devers go.
No, me neither. So more on this with WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy, you got Mego, you got Ball, you got us tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tier Tuesday. We'll be tearing something off. We also have a Key for Madness at 12:45. We will talk to you tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.